clear he was liquidated by the Nazis. But he's a very controversial figure, and I hope one of the shiurim lectures that I'll present during this trip, if we have time somewhere, will deal with the moral and ethical issues that had to be faced by people like Rostovsky, the decisions that had to be made as to whether to comply with Nazi demands or not to comply with the Nazi demands, and what were the pros and cons of those very difficult decisions. In any event, the fact is that 60,000 Jews died in the ghetto of Lodz, and we're those 60,000 Jews, most of them are buried in the cemetery that we will visit. Some 130,000 Jews were sent out of the ghetto of Lodz to the various death camps. So your total there immediately is something like 190,000 Jews destroyed by the Nazis, either in the ghetto or by sending them from the ghetto to hell no, and to Auschwitz and other such places. Very tragic record. On the other hand, there are more survivors from the ghetto of Lodz than any other ghetto during the Holocaust. And that's the moral riddle of Rumkowski. It's true, he's responsible, directly or indirectly, depending on how you view it, the deaths of many Jews. And the fact is, more Jews survived Lodz ghetto than any other ghetto. Approximately 10,000 Jews, at least, survived the Lodz ghetto. It didn't happen anywhere else. When I say they survived the Lodz ghetto, what I mean is that they were sent out of the ghetto to various camps in 1944, including Auschwitz, but were liberated. Is Rumkowski was able to stall long enough, keep Jews alive long enough in the ghetto until the very last minute, so that by the time the Russians and other Allied forces came and liberated these various camps, it was largely Lodz Jews who were liberated. And one can claim, if one wanted, that this is the success, if you like, of Rumkowski over what happened in many other ghettos. It's a very difficult matter to weigh. Lodz had the most beautiful shuls in the world, many, many shuls, many Bate Midrashim, Kolelim, and so on, everything destroyed by the Nazis. The great shuls were destroyed, Kristallnacht, like everywhere else, in November 1938.
That Kristallnacht?
Oh, yes, absolutely. Lodz too. And whatever was left, the shuls were destroyed by the Nazis, and even whatever might have remained after 1944, destroyed by the Russians. Very little. There are today in Lodz 200 Jews. I doubt very much that any of those Jews, perhaps a very small number, will try to ask this woman, if she'll actually meet us, how many of those Jews lived in Lodz before 1939. I doubt it. After the war, Lodz very quickly filled up with Jews, became a major Jewish center, but it was mostly displaced persons, Jews from Russia, Jews from a variety of places who tried to come back to Lodz and restart their lives there based on the once thriving economy of Lodz. But various pogroms and the problems that they had with the Russians led even those Jews, many of them, to leave Lodz whenever they could in the 1960s and so on. So that, as I say, we're back down to something like 200 Jews today in Lodz. There were over 50,000 Jews who gathered together after the war. At the end of the war, that is, the end of World War II, there were 700 Jews left in Lodz. What we will try to do when we get there, as we're going to the cemetery first, hopefully the woman who is the secretary, by the way, of the Jewish community will be with us. There is no rabbi in Lodz. The chief rabbi of Poland, Rabbi Jaskiewicz, who resides in Warsaw, is in fact the rabbi of Lodz as well. He is a Lodz Jew. He's from Lodz. There is a chazan in Lodz, and the secretary, this chazan acts as the head of the community, more or less. He runs the various minyanim. There are two minyanim in Lodz today. Basically, there's an old age home in the Jewish community center. That's where these most